Today's Tanya for the first day of the Aleph Iyar, first day of Iyar, and also today is the 16th day of the Emer. Today's portion is in Perek Mem Gimel, chapter 43, and it's on page 124, the page number at the bottom of the page is 232. But since today's sheet is a very short one, let's take a moment to go over the two levels of love and the two levels of fear that the Alter Rebbe is explaining here in Perek Mem Gimel. The two levels of fear are called Yira Tato and Yira Ilo, the lower level fear and the higher level fear. The Alter Rebbe explains that the difference between the lower level fear and the higher level fear is the degree of bittul that it produces. Although fear in general is bittul, but there are degrees of bittul. The lower level fear is comparable to the fear of a king, the fear that one has of a king. The higher level fear is more like the fear that one feels in the presence of the great tzaddik of the generation. What is the difference? The difference is that the fear of a king is an external thing. It's an external thing because a king in general represents an external power. The fear that one has of a king is not of the person of the king himself, because we don't necessarily react to the individual qualities of the king, to the personal qualities of the king. The fear of a king comes from the power that the king has over his country. And the more the country responds to the king, the more people there are in the country, or if there's more than one country over which he is king, all this increases the fear that we have of the king. Whereas, when we have fear of a tzaddik, the fear is not of some external power or influence that the tzaddik has outside of himself, on his surroundings, but rather the fear is of the quality of the person himself, the pnimius of the person. And as a result, the fear that we feel is also a more pnimiusdika one. The degree of fear differs between the king and the tzaddik in that with the king, although the fear creates a bittul, yet in the fear of a king, the person does not stop existing in his feeling about himself. He feels powerless, but he doesn't feel like he's lost his existence. He doesn't feel completely insubstantial. The reason for it is because, as we said, the king represents the power that he has over the people and over his kingdom. Therefore, the existence of the kingdom is significant to the king because it makes him king. And therefore, the kingdom itself can't be considered or can't be experienced as non-existent in the presence of the king, because if the kingdom is non-existent, then there is no king. So as much as the kingdom, meaning the people of the country, as much as they are buckled to the king and do whatever he commands them to do, they can't be completely non-existent, because that would make the king non-existent as well. The very fact that he is king over these people, and that's what gives him his power, his strength, and his majesty, therefore these people must be something. They must exist, they must have some significance in order to create through their bittul the power or the majesty of the king. The bittul that one feels in the presence of a tzaddik is not a result of the influence that the tzaddik has on the people. It has to do with the personal character traits and the greatness of that tzaddik. And therefore, when a person feels bittul in the presence of a tzaddik, it has no limits, this bittul. He feels completely non-existent, because in fact, he is non-existent. He has no place, he plays no role in the greatness of the tzaddik. In the same way, when a person contemplates that God fills the world and sees and hears all that is in the world and so on, All of this produces a fear of God. But it can't produce a total bittul, since the whole fear and awe that he feels towards God comes from the fact that God has such a power and such an influence over the world. But if the world is non-existent, including himself, then this power that God has would also be non-existent. If the world is so totally insignificant, then what is the greatness of God in that he can control the world and make it exist and has power and influence over the world? So the world must have some significance in order for the master of the universe to be an impressive thing. So if he's contemplating how God is the master of the universe, then the universe also must have some significance. So there can't be a total bittul, there can only be a bittul of the arrogance and of the power that one feels when he doesn't contemplate God. That's the lower level fear. The higher level fear is a higher level because it is not restricted to the power that God has over the world, but rather the fact that God is infinitely higher than the world. And therefore, the bittul is a total bittul. There is no feeling of significance about oneself and about creation, because it is not God's power over creation in which we are in awe of. We are in awe of God himself. And when it comes to God himself, we play no role. We have no significance in this at all, and therefore we feel a total bittul. Bittul b'metzias. The same is true also of the two levels of love. If the love comes from the fact that I am moved by how much greater the love of God is than all other loves of the world, then even though I am saying that the love of God is infinitely, incomparably greater than the love of physical worldly things, but in doing so, I must consider the worldly things and give them some significance in order to appreciate how much greater God is. So in the comparison in which I say that there can't be no comparison, even in that, I am giving some significance and some recognition to the love and the pleasure of the worldly things. And therefore, I can't have a total love to God alone. Whereas on the higher level love, which comes not from my contemplation of how much greater God is than the world, it comes from above this love. It is given as a reward, and therefore it is not restricted at all to consideration of worldly loves, and the worldly love doesn't exist there at all, doesn't come into account at all, and therefore it is a higher level of love of God. And now today's Tanya, which is on page 124, or the bottom number, 232, and it's the second line from the top. Hine b'chinas ahava zu. Now this level of love, ahavas olam, which is the lower level of love, which until now the Alter Rebbe said that this level of love comes from contemplation. It is not given from above. It comes as a result of one's efforts. And the effort is there because the person feels distant from God. So it is a love that is a pursuit. And this is different from the higher level love, which is not a pursuit. It is the love that borders on pleasure because he feels already close to God. He has already acquired godliness. And therefore it's no longer a pursuit. It's taking pleasure in godliness. Here, this love, the love that is called Avas Olam, there is a pursuit. He wants to get away from worldly love, and he wants to reach a love of God. Secondly, he does so through his own effort. Now, a third difference, another distinction between the higher level love and the lower level love, is that on the higher level, Ava Rabba, the higher level love cannot exist until there is a complete fear of God preceding the love. But here, with the lower level love, there are times when this love, the lower level of love called Avas Olam, can sometimes precede the fear of God. Depending on the das that gives birth to the love and the fear. as we learned earlier in Tanya, emotions come from Das. Das is what gives reality to the emotions. Kneida, as is known, Shahadas Kailu Chasodim Gvudais, that Das contains both Chesed and Gvura, Shehim Ava V'Yira, which in human emotion are love and fear, Upa'omim Shahach Sodim Kedmum Leidedul Hisgalis, and there are times when the love, the Chesed, is first in its expression. It expresses itself and comes out before the fear. Lochin Efshe, with this we can understand and explain how it's possible. Rosho Balaveis, to a Rosho, a sinful person, it is possible Shayase Tshuva Mi'avo, that he can do Tshuva out of love. Not out of fear, a Tshuva out of love, Hanilda Belibe, that is born in the heart. Bezichre Es Hashem Elikov, when he remembers, when he reminds himself of God, his God. So it's a feeling of love that moves him to tshuva, and prior to that love, he had no fear of God. He was a rasha. He was a balavedis. So there was no fear. He went directly from being a rasha to love of God. How is that possible? Because this lower level of love, ahavas olam, can sometimes precede fear, whereas the higher level of love, the Rebbe says earlier very strongly that it's impossible, it cannot occur without first having fear. But also, at the same time, fear must accompany the love automatically, because there can't be fear with, there can't be love without fear. They come together. Only the fear that accompanies the love is a lower level fear, not within the lower level of fear. It is a small fear, as we learned earlier, vehelim, and it is hidden. It is hidden within the love. Dahainu yiras chet limrit bechas v'sholim. What is this small fear? It is not only a lower level fear that comes from the consideration of God within the world, but it is a small fear, which is a fear that is not even a fear of God, it is a fear of sin. In other words, it is a fear that comes from the fact that God hears and sees all that we do. That's called Yiras Chet, because he hasn't even contemplated the greatness of God. He contemplates merely the presence of God, and that's called Yiras Chet. And even this small fear is hidden and concealed within the love. V'ha'ahava hi b'hizgalus li b'yumeche. And it is the love that he feels consciously that is revealed in his mind and heart. So even though that fear accompanies the love, but this love is unique in that fear does not have to precede it. You don't need to have fear in order to reach this love, in order to experience this love. It's only that wherever there is love, fear must accompany it, because they are two sides of a coin. So wherever there's love, there is also fear. But the fear here is not a preliminary. It is not an introduction to the love as it is with the higher level love, where the fear is what makes the love possible. But this, that the love comes before the fear, this is only an occurrence, not a common occurrence. It's an unusual thing that comes b'hashgacha pratis me'eis Hashem l'tzeirich sho. It comes from above, it happens from above for some particular reason, because of a need. As we see in the story of Rebbe Elazar ben Dodaya, who was a Bala Veda, and then one day decided that he wanted to do tshuva, and he did tshuva out of love, and this is what saved him and regained for him a portion in the world to come, after being told that he had lost it. So there we find a case, a rare case, where the love preceded the fear. And although, in the case of Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, he actually died crying, he expired from his agony, from his desire to become closer to God, which seems to indicate a higher level of love, because from the lower level of love, as we said earlier, the lower level of love is lower because it must consider the world in order to arouse, the person has to consider the world in order to arouse this love, and therefore it can't be that that consideration should lead him to dying, which is an infinite reaction, an infinite response that can't come from a finite contemplation. So the Rebbe Zal Gesundheit explains that the fact that Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya expired and died was not so much from the love as it was from the tshuva. It is the power of tshuva that is infinite, that brought him to an infinite reaction, to the point of expiring, not, and it wasn't the love that he experienced, although it was out of love, but it wasn't the love that brought him to this infinite reaction and response, rather it was the tshuva. But if it was love alone, a lower level love, itaka wouldn't lead to such an intense reaction as expiring and dying through his crying. So this experience of love coming before fear, this is a rare occurrence, and it happens b'hashgacha pratis for some particular reason. Aval seder ha'aveda ha'kvua, but the ordinary and common aveda tluya b'bechiras ha'adam, which depends on the person's choice, it is not b'hashgacha pratis, tzarich la'hagdim tchila, on that level, on the daily aveda, you have to first have kiyum ha'teirav ha'mitzvahs al yedei yirat ha'Torah. You first have to have the fulfillment of Torah and mitzvahs, observance of Torah and mitzvahs, which comes through the lower level of fear, as we learned earlier. Bebechinas katnas al kolponim, at least the love that is called the small fear, which is helpful in sur mirav ase teiv, it makes the avoidance of sin and the doing of mitzvahs a proper avoida, because there is the element of fear, and through this Torah and mitzvahs that he performs, he is hayin nafshi alikiz be'ed ha-Torah mitzvah seha, he illuminates the soul with the light of Torah and mitzvahs. V'achakach, and then ya'ir aleha eir ha'ava, then he can bring also and arouse the love of God, the light of love, which is preceded by the Torah and mitzvahs. So although on occasion the lower level of love is different from the higher level of love, that it can come without the preparation of fear, but that's an unusual and exceptional circumstance. On a daily level, on an organized aveda, where the person is working to serve God, the proper way to do it is to first have Torah and mitzvahs, in order that Torah and mitzvahs should bring to the love. And the Torah and mitzvahs necessitate at least a certain amount of fear, because without the fear, the Torah and mitzvahs are not right. And where do we see that you have to have first the light of Torah, and then you can come to the light of love of God? So he says in the brackets, ki v'ahavta, because the word v'ahavta is b'gematria beis pamim er kiduli edechein. As is known in Kabbalah, that the word v'ahavta has the numerical equivalent of the word er twice, which means that the light of Ahava is a second light. First you have to have the light of Torah and Mitzvahs, which is the first light, and then you can have Ahava, which is light number two, the second light. That Ahava is a light when it has two, when it's two, when it's double, when it has both the light of Torah and the light of Ahava. In the Hayem Yem, for the first day of Iyar, Aleph Iyar, which is also the second day of Rish Chedesh, and the 16th day of the Emer, in the text it says as follows, that Erev HaBrengin, in the years Tafresh Nun Aleph, or Tafresh Nun Gimel, Chassidim said to the Rebbe Rashab during the time of Svira that the Alter Rebbe's Chassidim would always count, not only during Svira, but the Alter Rebbe's Chassidim were always counting days. This vart, this statement, my father appreciated very much, and he said that this is the proper way of Aveda, that every hour has to be counted, and then automatically the days are counted, that if a day goes by, we're supposed to know what we accomplished that day and what we need to do further. And in general, we have to see to it that the tomorrow should always be a lot nicer than the today.